Saturday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. But concerning love of the brethren, you have no need to have anyone write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do love all the brethren throughout Macedonia. But we exhort you, brethren, to do so more and more, to aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we charge you. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also, he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the pastor of those servants came and settled account with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you deliver to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you deliver to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the crowd. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what were my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who had the 10 talents. For to everyone who had will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant in the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Practicing charity shall dispel all hatred and build up communities. Our ancestors knew well the value of love in the familial and the communal life when they said, when in love, an areca nut which due to divine by 7 shall be divided by 3, but when in hatred, it shall be divided by 10. Or when in love, 100 of things can be done, 100 of bad things can also be exerted by the lover. Jesus also knows well the importance of charity when he abbreviated the whole law in the 2 commandments to love God and to love others. In the Gospel, according to John, Jesus advised his apostles before his passion and death, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. See John chapter 13, verses 34-35. Today reading highlight the importance of charity. In the first reading, Saint Paul advised the Thessalonian faithful to love each other, to keep harmony in their community, and to work for living and for building up their community. In the Gospel, after stating the importance of charity in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1-14, Jesus tells a parable with an intention to say that God shall judge people according to what he gave to them. Therefore, everyone must use what God gave to them, such as talents, time, health, opportunities to help others, and to build up their family and community. Second analysis. First reading. I exhort you, brethren, to do so more and more. To understand today's passage, we need to understand what happened for the Thessalonians at that time. Many of them believe the last day is imminent, so they quitted their job to wait for that day to come. Saint Paul must try to advise them. Their way is not the way to wait for Christ's coming. The proper way which they must do is the following. First, they must love each other. St. Paul said to them, concerning love of the brethren, you have no need to have anyone write to you, for you yourself have been taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do love all the brethren throughout Macedonia. Charity must be the uniform of all Christians, as Jesus teaches his disciples. By this, all men will know what you are, my disciples, if you have love for one another. Once deeply in love, the faithful can dispel all suspicion, discord, and separation in their community. Second, they must advance more and more every day. The gospel is preached not only by words, but also the recent life of witness. St. Paul encourages the faithful to be advanced more on their virtuous life, so the gospel could be extended in the whole region of Macedonia. Third, to prepare for the last day by fulfilling the duties of the faithful. People's tendencies are to announce hot news and to exaggerate what shall be happened. Looking back at the event of the year of 2000, when people are going to the third millennium, many people thought the last day shall certainly happen. So they quitted their job, withdrew money from their banking accounts to enjoy their life to the fullest, and to spread all kinds of rumors about the last day. The kind of things also what happened for the Thessalonian faithful. Therefore, St. Paul advised them, we exhort you, brethren, to aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hand as we charge you. The most effective way to prepare for the last day is to faithfully fulfill our daily duties and sincerely love each other, not to be fearful or to quit job or to rely on others for a living. One important thing we need to remind each other is the last day certainly shall come. At what time? No one knows except God, as Jesus revealed to us. The Gospel. Faithfully working to deserve the owner church. To enunciate the importance of being faithful to one's duty, Jesus cited a parable as follows. For it will be as when a man going on journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. A talent is equivalent with 5 to 6,000 denarii at Jesus' time, and the daily wage of worker is 1 denarius of that time. So, a talent is equivalent with about 18 years of working, a big amount of money. The third point. The owner's wisdom and church. hit with them. Some people ask why the owner does not equally distribute money to avoid jealousy among them. The reason is that the owner knows his servant well. He distributes his money according to their ability. This shows his wisdom because he knows how to invest his money to have a profit. If one is lazy, it is useless to give them even one talent. Second, his trust. He trusted them all. This shows in his act when he finished distributing money. He went far away, not to live near them or to return often to check on them. They were completely free to use their talent to invest their owner money under any forms. The second point, the wise servant and their rewards. The owner's special character is he did not say how much money the servants must bear profits for him. He let the servants decide it. The good servants, he who had received the 5 talents, went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made the 2 talents more. Their reward. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. He who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Third point, the lazy servant and his punishment. First, his reaction. Not only he didn't bear any profit for his owner, but he also found a reason for his laziness by accusing him. Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. The master reaction. He answered him, You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what were my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who had the 10 talents, and cast this worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. The owner did not pay attention much on the profit because he did not state the percentage they must give him. He gave according to their ability, and with they bear profit according to their ability. What he aimed here is their diligence to work. To this side, the servants show him whether they are deserving of his church. He clearly said, "For to everyone who have more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away." Application in life. St. Paul advised us many times about the importance of charity, and above all the virtues, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. See letter to Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. If we live according to this virtue, God shall reign in our family and community. To love God is to bear profit for Him. By using the talent and time He gave us to help others and to make His kingdom come. Amen.